Tashadela, gentle beautiful one, Karankusudeva Yimpe. After another quiet day of patience, I headed to our studio, then went to our sacred place for a while. After that, I headed up Gangwinpushi and Atsugi to check our trees and native plants, then rested by your medlar tree for a while before returning to our studio to spin for you, then tidied up for a while before working on our land of Tibet. The medlars are beginning to ripen. I don't remember if I mentioned this, but anyway, I put them in a bag and stuck them in a drawer of the refrigerator for bledding, as you remember the ripening process is called. Several of them were mushy, so I brought them out for a taste test. Mom, Kathy, and I agreed that they were delicious. There are lots more ripening yet. I'm going to save some in the freezer for when you come. In any case, your medlar will produce many more for us to pick this year. Our commitment to each other is a great source of strength and hope to me, beautiful one. I'll put this up a bit early so we can rest. And so, as always, we'll continue to as one on to tomorrow. My one gentle, beautiful, patient, dream bright, long dark mane in sunlight. So for now, I bid good night. Simjanango.